This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. Excuse me, got to clear my throat a little bit. It is morning. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Our traditions are under assault, by the way. In September, the United States Air Force Academy Class of 72 met for their 50th year reunion. And the Academy of today, for these guys, was virtually unrecognizable. In much the same way the Army today is unrecognizable to me. The foundational institutions of America are under assault. And for decades, the siege progressed incrementally, imperceptible to most observers. But recently, the pace has accelerated. And there is no more pretense of subtlety. In the case of the United States Air Force Academy, activist generals serve as a vivid example of how a few influential individuals are able to implement President Obama's call to fundamentally change American society. Nowadays, and this is a thing, nowadays when visiting the Academy, you're impressed by the comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Back in the 70s and the 80s, military colleges lived under unremitting pressure. They stood at rigid attention, and they bore the brunt of verbal abuse from upper class cadets. Today, they still wear the uniform, but in reality, cadet life is drifting away from that of a traditional military academy and towards a liberal arts environment. According to the U.S. News, Best College Rankings, the Academy's national ranking of the National Liberal Arts Colleges category increased from number 39 to number 18 from 2020 to 2022. They're ranked number one in aeronautical and astronautical engineering, but this distinction only applies to schools that do not offer doctorate degrees. Currently, the civilian faculty, including visiting members, comprises 42% of the academic department. Since 2013, when Superintendent Lieutenant General Michael Gould introduced a comprehensive diversity and inclusion program in accordance with President Obama's Executive Order 13583, the Academy drifted away from their historic policy of avoiding political engagement. And the enactment of that program served as a harbinger of their descent into divisive issues when the plan declared D&I a military necessity and as important as academics. Superintendent Gould's successor, Lieutenant General Jay Silveria, achieved national notoriety with his handling of a racial graffiti incident directed at black cadets at the prep school in 2017. Silveria presumed the identity of the perpetrators, condemned racism to a national audience, and vowed to expel the culprits. To the general's dismay, an inquiry found that the guilty party was one of the black cadets who was supposedly the victim of the hate crime, but the damage had been done. The superintendent had formed hasty conclusions, falsely accused innocent cadets based on predetermined assumptions, and tarnished the Academy's reputation. Sort of the way the left goes after you when it comes to gun control. They make a presumption, they jump to it. This is the leftist thing. This is a whole leftist thing. The template, if you will. Silveria's activism continued throughout his tenure. In July, the Academy football coaching staff produced a social media video supporting the Marxist organization Black Lives Matter. That was a remarkable departure from their ethos to publicly avoid politics, but Silveria did not intervene to remove the video. In the same month, in a letter to the Academy family, he insinuated that systemic racism existed at the Academy. He directed that an investigation be completed within 2 months, the results of which are still confidential. STARS, STARRS, an organization pledged to resist racism and radical agendas in the military, submitted a Freedom of Information Act request in an effort to force transparency regarding the report's contents, a request which remains unanswered after more than 700 days. Judicial Watch sued the U.S. Department of Defense to release the document to public. So Varia retired in 2020, but left his replacement, Lieutenant General Richard Clark, to contend with 250 cadets involved in the largest cheating scandal in Academy history that occurred during the final months of his tenure. The Honor Code forbids lying, cheating, stealing, or tolerating dishonorable conduct. 20 years ago, the commander of cadets briefed the graduating class there that the current generation of cadets could not be expected to adhere to these standards. This past March, in an article in Checkpoints magazine, Superintendent Clark reiterated a similar assessment, confirming a continued theme of low expectations. As Superintendent Clark dealt with his predecessor's problems, he continued his own activist agenda. He supported a required reading program for incoming cadets that included George Takei's anti-American screed, They Called Us Enemy. Lynn Chandler Garcia, a professor in the political science department, publicly acknowledged teaching critical race theory at the academy. General Clark disputed Chandler's claim and maintained the subject is taught but not promoted. Calls from the graduate community to clarify the issue by releasing the course syllabuses continue to be ignored today. Clark has also was a steadfast proponent of mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all members of the cadet wing. He's denied all requests for religious and medical exemption. He's citing obsolete data derived from the early stages of the pandemic, and he has failed to recognize the low probability of serious disease and the negligible benefit and attendant risk of the vaccine in the healthy cadet population. Last month, all Academy cadets were required to attend a D&I briefing that instructed them on preferred pronouns, the problems with using the words mom and dad, and the impropriety of Martin Luther King's sage comments regarding the relative importance of one's color and character. When that slide presentation was leaked to the public, the superintendent claimed the subject matter was taken out of context. And this interpretation conflicted with the version told by cadets who attended the lecture. More controversy arose when it was discovered that eligibility for a 9-week paid internship at a major aerospace company was based on sex and minority status. The Brooke Owens Fellowship stipulated that only gender minorities need apply. Cisgender men specifically were instructed not to respond. Similarly, the Patty Gray Smith Fellowship offered a 9-week paid internship for only black cadets interested in aerospace careers. Applications to all military academies fell this year, but the Air Force Academies was far worse than at West Point and Annapolis. And the Academy Director of Admissions blames a precipitous 46% drop in qualified candidates on COVID. But with them mired in controversy and the recent disclosed football team's recruiting violations and placement on NCAA probation, their problems are endemic and self-inflicted. Reverend Charles B. Aicht, a prohibitionist, stated, "It has been said that for evil men to accomplish their purpose, it is only necessary that good men should do nothing." And in his view, evil equated with the consumption of wine, beer, and whiskey. Policies that politicize the academy, that refute Martin Luther King's comments about color and character, and contend that today's generation is unable to live by the honor code, and that create division rather than unity as the better military option, have far greater moral implications than the crusade against alcohol. One expression to find the focus of earlier class trainings, e pluribus unum, out of many one. This has to remain the mainstay of military experience for us to go forward. These are the people that will be upholding the rights politically later after their military careers. We do have a stake in their education. We have a stake in what they're being taught. We have a stake in the future. Period. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Conservative Prime Minister of Britain, Liz Truss, 44 days into the job, has announced her resignation. And, you know, she's only been in there 6 weeks. I mean, she just got out there and said she was a fighter. And instead, she is now the shortest serving prime minister in British history. In remarks announcing her resignation outside number 10 Downing Street, she said, "I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. Families and businesses were worried about how to pay their bills. Putin's illegal war in Ukraine threatens the security of our whole continent, and our country's been held back for too long by low economic growth. I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this. We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance, and we set out a vision for low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit." But then, "I recognize, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as the leader of the Conservative Party." What a fighter. She also said she had met with other leaders to plan a leadership election to be completed within the next week to ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans and maintain our country's economic stability and national security. She will remain prime minister until her successor has been chosen, though her party lacks a clear heir apparent who would consolidate support and be elected the new prime minister. Meanwhile, the Labour Party is saying not so fast, with leader Keir Starmer calling for a full general election now rather than another Conservative Party leadership election. The BBC's chief political correspondent Nick Early said he'd never seen anything like this. In sight of the level of chaos in government, Parliament, and the Conservative Party that led Truss to a point where she knows she can't continue. And her resignation announcement calls the quickest turnover of power we've ever seen in modern times, noting that the UK will soon have its third prime minister of 2022. Nigel Farage, a former member of European Parliament and an architect of Brexit, had a bleak evaluation of the situation, saying the UK Conservative Party is now Labour-light and serves no purpose. Piers Morgan, because, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, called the situation an absolute shambles. Here's the thing. Politics is actually now because of the unforced errors of the left, it's now very critical, everything that they do, every move they make, every bill they pass. That's critical. And until they get that in their, you know, apparently primitive cortexes, they're going to have to perform. And this means they may do some unpopular things. And this is a politician looking at things saying, they want me to do some work. So, that's what that looks like. Here back in the United States, we have a guy named John Fetterman who looks sort of like Shrek. Maybe Biker Shrek. He's the current Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. And he sat down for an interview with Dasha Burns of NBC News. During the interview, he had to use closed captioning on a computer screen so he could better understand the questions he was asked, which was an accommodation made necessary due to the serious stroke he suffered approximately 5 months ago. Yet he still appeared to struggle to interpret the questions and communicate his thoughts during the interview, though he insisted doctors have told him he has no cognitive damage. Following their discussion, Burns noted, "In small talk before the interview, without captioning, it wasn't clear he was understanding our conversation." She added, "Myself, my producer, and our crew did find that small talk before that captioning was difficult because of those auditory processing issues." Enter Gisele Fetterman, John's wife, who is supposedly going to be the, if he were to win and then all of a sudden say, "Well, I can't do it," then she gets to be the senator from Pennsylvania? Yeah. Yeah. So, she decided to embark on a verbal rampage, and she joined Molly Jong Fast on the cleverly named podcast Fast Politics Pod to discuss her reaction to the Burns interview with her hubby, during which she implied that Burns should face professional consequences for her ableist comments. Now understand this. If he is disabled, there's a reason people are classified as disabled. This indicates they are no longer able to function in some capacity. And I know a little bit about this. Not going to go into details, but I know enough about it to be looking at it. She stated, Giselle, I don't know how there are not consequences, right? I mean, there are consequences for folks in these positions who are any of the isms. I mean, she was an ableist. And that's what she was in her interview. It was appalling to the entire disability community, and I think to journalism. To get out and vote for someone that has had a stroke, who's, you know, this is not his fault that he had a stroke. And he's been a mayor. He's been a lieutenant governor. I don't quite get why he was voted for, to be honest with you. But that's beside the point because I don't live in Pennsylvania. But guess what? Him continuing to run for the Senate, knowing, you know, I think his wife knows, and I think he knows, knowing that he probably is not competent to actually fulfill the office, a 6-year term, is sort of it's a misrepresentation. But if he's trying to run to get the votes and then hand it off to his wife, you know, like, you know, a lateral, why doesn't he just withdraw and let her run? I know people that have had strokes. I mean, and I know people that have disabilities to a degree. I have a few, as a matter of fact. But if we're going to universally smear and perhaps even cancel the able, the competent, the talented, the result should be too obvious to require elaboration, if you want to paraphrase Paul Harvey. Is ableism as regards, say, doctors and soldiers and students and athletes, business leaders, astronauts, auto mechanics, a bad thing? Would you rather others accuse your surgeon of ableism or of malpractice, misgendering someone? If we regard ability or something as something to be wary of and tolerance as the greatest virtue, we're going to be unable to maintain a civil society, a functioning economy, or any sort of semblance of freedom. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. And this rising up and ableist, good Lord. There are things out there to protect people that are disabled. Electing them a U.S. senator, I think that may be going a little too far. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low, 50-year low, 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Gun Owners News Hour. I love the common ground argument. Everybody's always... I had Rob Pincus on the show one time. Rob Pincus is a big anti-Trumper. He thinks he has a Mensa mind. And after I tore him up a little bit and led him around with a noose around his face, as the interview was coming to a close and drawing to an end, he wanted to find the common ground. He's a common ground guy. And when it comes to freedom and liberty, the only common ground is you are for it. And if you are for it, then I am with you. You do not get to be for it and then get out there and when you're out there pushing out stuff that is counter to it. But saying you're for that, well, you're just a liar. You're just a liar. And the common ground argument is a lie. And for many, the goal is to find common ground on issues relating to guns and gun control. Now, the gun controllers, the way you find common ground with them is you get out there and, get enough points of agreement on something. Well, you don't like children being killed, right? No, I don't. Well, you don't want kids to get a hold of guns, do you? No, I don't. Well, why don't you back safe storage? Well, because in order for that to be enforced, that would violate the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth, probably the 14th. Well, what about the children? That kind of thing. So even if I accept the premise, I know what will happen. If those laws are passed, only we see no results at best, so now they want to find common ground on more regulations, because the first one that we could find common ground on didn't work out that way. So when it didn't work out the way it's supposed to, then we come back to the table. Just like they did just now with the BSCA on the federal level. Now you got Biden out there going, I just passed the biggest gun control bill, the most meaningful gun control in 30 years, but we need more, because none of it, if everything goes away, none of it's enough. Little by little, though, you see your rights whittled away in the common ground argument. But the question comes up, and I guess it's legitimate. Does common ground exist? And according to a recent report that I don't put a lot of hope into, you know, it's a little superficial. It does. There is some. The majority of gun owners are concerned about gun violence and support policies to reduce gun-related injuries and death, according to the new research from Tufts University and Gun Safety Organization, 97%. Three-fourths of gun owners surveyed said they were concerned about the frequency of school shootings, and 71% said the same of mass shootings, according to the research released on Monday. 70% said they also want to find a way to reduce gun-related injuries and death. Most gun owners, including Republican ones, said they support several proposed laws to prevent people with a high risk of violence from accessing guns. Gun Safety Organization 97%, which touts itself as a bipartisan group of both gun owners and non-gun owners, noted in its report on the research that this defies the current perception that there is an intractable divide over gun control in the U.S. And since 97% paid for the study, it's not surprising the result was exactly what 97% wanted. It's part of why all of these studies need to be questioned vigorously. Because, as usual, there's questions about this study. The survey was a little over 1,000 people. That sounds like a lot, but in a nation of 400 million guns plus, I actually believe that's this is a particularly large sample size. I can't actually put any mustard in that. The participants were part of a program where they basically volunteered to be surveyed. This creates, in theory, a pool of individuals who will respond to surveys. Yet the people who respond to surveys are often not the majority of gun owners. Many, if not most, gun owners are distrustful of institutions, particularly ones based in the anti-gun enclave of Chicago. So there's questions, and especially since a quick skim of the report doesn't seem to show exactly what questions were asked. I'd have missed that, but damned if I could find it. And that matters, since how a question is phrased can change how people respond to the question itself. But that's not going to stop 97%. They said in their report, the myth of an intractable divide in our country is merely that, a myth. And more than 70% of gun owners said they support laws prohibiting gun possession among those convicted of domestic violence or subject to a domestic violence restraining order, requiring background checks and safety courses for concealed carry permits, and establishing universal background checks. See, that bit there about the 70% of gun owners supporting mandatory safety courses to get a permit is what sets my alarm bells off. I don't know everybody that owns a gun out there, but I have yet to encounter all that many that aren't distrustful of a government-mandated training requirement. And the fear is that the standards could theoretically be adjusted to the point that few could meet it. Sort of like the, you know, permit requirements in New York right now. Think a requirement challenging for SWAT officers and special operations personnel to meet in an effort to basically end concealed carry. Now, what 97% needs to understand, especially if they're gun owners like they claim, is that there's a reason most of us aren't interested in giving up ground on gun issues, even if some might actually think they're not terrible ideas. And the issue isn't with the idea themselves. And, yeah, they're bad policies, but most of us could probably learn to live with them easily enough. The problem is that this is being put in place by people that know that it's not going to work. And we also know that these people pushing these policies, they will take what a policy that is, you know, they'll say, well, we don't want people that are dangerous to have guns. And then they will decide who's dangerous. So if you get out there and you say, I'm anti-government, I'm for small government, I'm for them being out of my wallet, my bedroom, my business, you could become labeled dangerous. And then guess what? You can't have a gun. And that's where the problem lies. All of these laws and policies that they want to push are going to be prostituted. They're going to be turned and used against you. The premise is they're out there to protect you, but they're going to be turned on you. With the passage of each bit of gun control, the anti-gun groups simply shift to a new goal. They get the first goal, and they move up. They move the chains. They push still more for still more restrictions, each nibbling away at your right to keep and bear arms. So even if the questions about the study are irrelevant, I still wonder whether these gun owners' stated support would actually translate into real support when the rubber meets the road. And most gun owners actually do recognize that this isn't where it will end. They'll be expected to support the next policy, the next infringement, all in the name of the common ground. And that's why I don't care what 97% wants or claims to be about. They're not actually any different than Giffords or Brady or Everytown and every other group that wants to annihilate our Second Amendment rights. And it isn't about them not understanding the utility of guns. They completely get it. They completely understand it. That's why everybody that's involved in these things have armed security details. They understand the utility of guns. They just don't think you're worthy of having them. They don't think that you're worthy of ownership of a gun, of carrying a gun. You're dangerous. You're not part of the elite. You're not one of those Mensa minds out there. That's what all of this is about. And, you know, taking all of that into account, looking at their track record and the fact that, you know, first of all, background checks were supposed to have solved every crime issue we have today. We still have background checks. We've had them since for 20 some odd years now, going on 30. And still, crime is on the uptick. But every one of you out there today that goes out, if you go out and buy a gun today, you're going to go through a background check, and you will not be contributing to crime. But that's not the point. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do it one more time, eh? Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In New York, all of their little infringements on the right to bear arms is being challenged in court. At the moment, though, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency is reporting on a number of synagogue goers who are still carrying to defend their sanctuaries in violation of the New York ban on concealed carry in houses of worship. That's why concealed means concealed. And I'm going to give you an admission here. And I've said it many times. I mean, this is nothing new. When I was when I got out of the military, if I wanted to carry a gun here in the state of South Carolina, I had to be a state constable. To be a state constable, I had to know a politician that would give me the appointment. Then I had to be attached to some law enforcement agency. I had to go out and spend. All the things that they issue law enforcement, I had to go out and buy. So I basically had to buy a concealed carry permit. And I looked at the various ways that you could carry and conceal a gun, and I just said, who's going to know? So I started carrying a gun, and I carried a gun for 20 years without a permit. One or two times when I would be talking to law enforcement, whom I still respect, but, you know, back in those days, 20-some-odd years ago, if it was somebody I knew, I would say, I am carrying a gun. And he'd be like, I don't care. I understand. That happened two or three times. But I never advertised that fact. And as you might imagine, these synagogue goers, they're not willing to use their names when speaking to the press, but they aren't shy about explaining why they risk a felony charge in order to ensure an armed response to any attack on their synagogue or the worshipers inside. A Jewish first responder involved with security at his synagogue in Orange County, New York, said he does not comply with the state's gun law. And like others interviewed for this, he said he asked that his name not be used to protect him from prosecution. He said, I carry 24/7 wherever I go. I believe that that law is illegal, not me. History has shown us that when Jews are not being allowed to defend themselves, this can lead to bad outcomes. He also added that police officers in Orange County might assume that we are still carrying and would be looking the other way. And the Orange County Sheriff's Office declined a request for comment. Another Jewish gun owner in Rockland County told the New York Jewish Week that he doesn't see the state law as valid, which it isn't. He's correct. It is not valid. The Bruin case has settled this. This is settled law now. The Second Amendment means what it says. But this guy said, I don't think it's illegal. I think New York says that they'll prosecute me for even carrying the firearm, but we'll take it up in the courts. And when he said he didn't think it was illegal, he meant his carrying the gun. He added that the fear of going to jail is meaningless when compared to the fear of an attack on his synagogue. He said, if there's a use of force incident at my synagogue, I'm probably not walking out of there. If I'm willing to put my life down on the line to protect my community, am I willing to go to court and go to jail for a period of time? That's the price I may have to pay. So better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, in other words. And keep in mind that up until the law changed on September the 1st, these guys could carry concealed in their synagogues without issue. Once the ironically named Concealed Carry Improvement Act went into effect, the state imposed a blanket ban on concealed carry in religious centers, even if church leaders want armed citizens in the pews or at the pulpit. Even those who possess a concealed carry license and have been given the green light by church or synagogue officials to carry on the premises are technically committing a felony offense punishable by years in prison, something that Governor Kathy Hochul and her anti-gun allies in the legislature claim will make those attending services safer instead of more at risk. So we're going to make you safer by making you defenseless, you targets, you. A Brooklyn man told the New York Jewish Week that while bigger synagogues can pay for armed security at his smaller congregation, he and others must carry a gun to protect their congregants. He said, "It's a sensitive topic. No one who is a family man with a stable income living the American life is exactly interested in getting a felony conviction with a mandatory minimum sentence." The source added that he has had conversations with the New York City Police Department officers who are sympathetic to his concerns. A spokesperson for the Office of the Deputy Commissioner of Public Information told the New York Jewish Week that the NYPD declines to comment on pending litigation. And the guy from Brooklyn said, "Certain things are left unspoken, but what these police officers implied was, you are getting yourself into trouble." But sympathy doesn't equate to non-enforcement, and while there have been multiple sheriffs and law enforcement officials in upstate New York who've said they don't plan on aggressively enforcing the provisions of the CCIA, New York City officials have taken a hardline approach to applying the law. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has finally found a law that he will enforce and something he will prosecute. He said, "Enforcing our strict gun laws is a top priority at the Manhattan District Attorney's office. And the state's ban on concealed carry in houses of worship isn't the only unconstitutional aspect of the CCIA. But at the moment, it's probably getting the most attention thanks to a number of lawsuits that have been filed specifically objecting to the provision. Not only have Jewish gun owners filed suit, a coalition of more than 24 churches has brought a separate challenge, and 2 pastors from Buffalo and Niagara Falls have teamed up with the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition in a 3rd lawsuit that aims to restore the right to carry in churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship. I have faith that this portion of the CCIA will soon be enjoined from being enforced, along with some other portions of the anti-carry bill, but honestly, it can't come soon enough. Every day that this law remains in effect, the safety and security and civil rights of New Yorkers are being violated by those in authority. And it shouldn't take an act of civil disobedience to exercise a constitutionally protected right to protect yourself from those who would do you harm. Before we go away, CNN announced that they hired Stephen Gutkowski of the Washington Free Beacon and the Reload website as an analyst, and gun control activists have gone ballistic on social media for doing this. And he said, I guess it was on Twitter, "It's true, I'm joining CNN as an analyst. CNN is paying me for my insight and analysis, and that's exactly what I plan to give them without fear or favor. Nobody's tried to tell me what to say or implied I ought to change my approach, which is good because I would have declined to move forward had that been the case." Now, some people on the right are looking at CNN going, "Wow, what's going on now with you guys?" And they're praising CNN for adding an analyst that would bring some needed balance to the gun debate, while many on the left are howling like wolves with anger over the announcement. Of course, one of those voices included Shannon Squeaky Watts, the founder of the gun control group Moms Demand Guns. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't demand guns. She said, "Guns are now the leading cause of death among children and teens. Gun violence is spiking. Most of Americans, including gun owners, support common sense gun safety measures. Instead of starting there, CNN will pay a gun lobby ally to regurgitate dangerous misinformation." Another commenter said, "Every time someone murders school children with an AR, CNN and you can take a little credit. Never forget it, boy." Another critic, "CNN is a right-wing propaganda show I no longer subscribe to." Another one, gee, why am I not convinced that a guy running a site called Reload is going to bring a serious approach to assault weapons? Major fail at CNN, major fail. You'll never get Fox viewers that loathe you, and now you've lost independents and liberals. Which you're not a liberal, punk. You're a leftist. If you were a liberal, you'd be all for it. Apparently, Democrat strategist Adam Parkomenko. Apparently, CNN's new direction is them making friends with the scum of the earth. They also hired Jennifer Macia from the Trace, a nonprofit organization dedicated to covering the gun violence crisis in the U.S., which is, that's a Bloomberg thing. That's a Bloomberg front. That's all it is. It's just a Bloomberg front. That's all you get out of that. And, yeah. So, apparently, apparently the problem is this. Some of these CNN subscribers, watchers, viewers, whatever you want to call them, can't take the idea of a point-counterpoint where you actually have somebody who's for it instead of playing a role. And I find that just, that's just amazing to me. It's just funny to think that. So, you know, okay. I hear you. I got you. As for me, everybody stay awake, stay aware. Be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.